my Viking metal, my war music. That's enough. Thank God I'm not on YouTube anymore. No copyright strikes on Rumble and Foxhole, at least for now. What's up, guys? We are in June. It's June, the most wokest month of the year. Yup, it's happening. Ugh. Oh, I'm going to throw up doing this episode today. There's some real weird shit we're going to go through. Oh, man, the rainbows are out everywhere. Swear to God, just go through your cabinets. Find all the companies you buy from and then go search their like Twitter accounts or their websites and see which ones are just straight up shilling. And don't buy from them anymore. Don't buy their shit. Vote with your dollar. There you go. Vote with your dollar. All right, guys. This is going to be a doozy of a show. I've got a lot to go through. So I'm going to be moving really quick. Try to spend like 30 seconds or a minute at most going through each news story, each topic. But yeah, we're going to go through a lot in this one. I want to touch on Durham because the doomer mentality was out heavy yesterday. And on one hand, it's understandable. But on the other hand, get your shit together, folks. Come on. And we'll actually talk about the positives to take away from this. And I don't resonate with the, you know, pessimistic patties out there. Don't get me wrong. You have every right in the world to be angry at our justice system, no doubt. But just be patient, be calm. Try to think things through rationally without being so emotionally triggered. All right, guys, we'll touch on that. And then, oh, God, a lot of other things. Let me get my list. Election reports on Dominion voting systems. That's weird. Amber Turd's lawsuit. I'm going to devote a whole like 30 seconds to it. And that's all I'm going to talk about, hopefully for the rest of my life in regards to that. More info on Hunter Biden. Some real weird exclusives coming out about good old Hunter. Elon Musk. We'll take a look at a lot of the weird woke pride stuff. Department of Justice fighting the no mask on planes order. So there's that. We also have some new developments about the whole Uvalde, Texas shooting and also some other shootings going on. I think there's one at a graduation in Louisiana yesterday. And just today, I saw it literally 2 minutes before I went live here. There's a shooting at a Walmart in like Pennsylvania. Let me get my facts straight here. Hold on. It's in... I know. Yes, Pennsylvania. Pittston, Pennsylvania. Active shooter report at a Walmart supercenter there. So, yep. Real world, right? Real world. What else? Canada gun laws. K-pop at the White House. Shoot. And a few other things, too. Okay. Without wasting much more time with that, appreciate all you guys being here on DLive, on Foxhole, on Rumble Rants. If you guys send any tips over, any gold pills on Foxhole, donations on Rumble, or lemons on DLive, I'll give you a shout-out after I go through all the news and stuff during the Q&A portion at the end of the video, and I appreciate your tips. And that's pretty much it, so let's get into it. Starting off with sponsor today's show, that is Noble Gold Investments. And they have specials going on where they'll mail you complimentary silver or gold if you qualify for investment accounts that they help you out with, precious metal investment accounts. So you can get some free gold and silver with any qualifying IRAs. And they also have pure gold and silver on hand that they can mail you. Or you can look into the retirement accounts or anything like that. So great company, American-based. They're out of Texas. and out of California as well. So it's good stuff. And they won't charge you up the A for spot silver. Like, I'm seeing some gold and silver companies out there charge like 3 to 4 times spot price. Not these guys. They won't rip you off like that. So go check them out. First off, Kash Patel on. Shout out to Red Pill 78. Shout out to Zach. Yep, yep. Landing Kash Patel for a show. And Kash, hell of a timing for Red Pill to do this interview of Kash Patel, because we had the Michael Sussman not guilty verdict yesterday, and then Kash Patel just happened to be on Red Pill 78's show a few hours later to talk about it. And Kash said that Durham was able to put out a lot of information in this case, which he showed the world that he is conducting a large-scale investigation. The advantages of a conspiracy case is that it can be brought anywhere where the conspiracy occurred. And basically, Kash Patel is echoing some of the statements I made in my video yesterday and on social media, in that Durham's goal with this was probably not a guilty verdict. Durham's goal was most likely to get the facts laid down on record, under oath, get the paper trail made, get some testimonies, and then start moving up the chain. So who gives a flying shit about Michael Sussman, right? 90% of America have no idea who the heck a Michael Sussman is. I'm much more interested to see where this paper trail leads. So, yeah. That whole doom and gloom mentality, I'm not resonating with it. And no doubt, let's be real, there's a whole freaking battalion of Media Matters, CIA, Click Farm shills sitting in their dungeon right now, getting orders from their superiors to spread all the FUD. F-U-D, FUD. Fear, uncertainty, and doubt. They're spreading all kinds of doom porn in comment sections, all right? Don't let their influence operations work on you. It's pretty freaking obvious that that's a lot of what's going on right now. Granted, there are people out there, honest people, that generally just are worried, which is fine. That's okay. But in these comment sections, no doubt, a lot of these are just shills spreading the FUD, trying to lower morale, and I'm just here to try to slap you up across the head with some, hopefully, common sense and realistic reasoning so you don't act like such a pessimistic patty. Okay, there's that. Let's talk about this report that came out yesterday from none other than CISA, the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Agency, which called the 2020 election the most safe and secure election ever. Remember that. Now, this report that's apparently coming out on Friday that somehow the Associated Press caught wind of and, like, leaked it or something. You gotta wonder how they heard about it. Anyway, check this out. The report has to do with Dominion voting machines. And it says here, electronic voting machines from a leading vendor used in at least 16 states have software vulnerabilities that leave them susceptible to hacking if unaddressed. You see that? Do you see that? Let me zoom in. No shit, Sherlock. You're about, what, 2 years too late with that advisory there? You CISA fellas? I don't even know what to say about this. Seriously, don't. My wonder is, what the heck are they trying to cover up with this? What are they trying to cover up? Where's the catch? There's got to be a catch. Okay, they're admitting this, but you guys know the definition of a limited hangout by now. I've hopefully drilled that into your freaking head over these last 4 or 5 years about whatever the heck I'm talking about, whether it's UFOs or this or something else. Limited hangout. Okay, they're admitting this in the Associated Press. CISA is admitting, oh, Dominion could have vulnerabilities in their software. But there's probably some catch that they're trying to hook people with to, you know, brush the rest under the rug. And I'm wondering, I theorized this in my Monday video, I think, in my Monday live stream. I'm theorizing if they're going to say, by they, I mean the fake news media, I wonder if they're going to say, oh, you know, they'll rig the shit out of the 2022 election later this year. Then the mainstream media will report on it. They'll report on the election fraud. But then they'll try to blame that election fraud on Republicans. The Republicans that, like, legitimately won, right? But then maybe they'll take Dominion and, like, flood votes into people's campaigns or elections, like Marjorie Taylor Greene or, you know, other people they're trying to take down right now. And they'll basically like set them up. You see what I'm saying? And then this might be trying to lay the foundation with it. Like, oh, we know Dominion's flawed. And then they'll turn Dominion towards Republicans, like the America First Republicans later in the year. And then the Associated Press, the New York Times are going to come out and say, oh, it's the Republicans that are cheating. See? Oh. Got to watch out for those mind fucks they'll try to hit you with. So, anyway. Yeah, the rhinos are going to cheat, no doubt. But they're going to try to blame the cheating on the America First, honest people running for office. Got to watch out for that, right? So anyway, moving on. Let's talk Amber Turd. I'm not going to devote much time to this. But in fact, I think there are a couple of neat takeaways from this case. So we learned that Amber Heard lost. Basically, Johnny Depp won. They found that Amber Heard was defaming in what some are calling a defecation lawsuit. like poop. Maybe Johnny Depp can join the Me Poo movement. But anyway, Amber Heard lost, Johnny Depp won. Amber Heard made her own bed and she shit in it. So the like two things to take away from this. Number one, assault abuse goes both ways. Man against woman or woman against man. Usually when it's man against woman, it's physical. When it's woman against man, it's mental and emotional. And either way, not okay. And it's good that, you know, false accusations like this are getting exposed for what they are. But I think the coolest thing to take away from this is just the fact that citizen journalists, I got to change the scene. I don't want to look at her face. So, citizen journalism. This court case here, Amber Turd and Johnny Depp, we had a whole slew of citizen reporters that were following this every single day on their YouTube channels, and they were getting hundreds of thousands, if not millions of views on their videos. Massive. It was huge. And they absolutely overshadowed the legacy media. And we even had like citizen lawyers just sitting on YouTube channels, picking apart the case, and basically like internet anons would pick apart every single falsehood. And they even impacted how this case went. So the main takeaway from this whole thing is just to show the power of citizen journalism and in how, I mean, we know citizen journalism, particularly in news media, in politics, like me and you and plenty of other people, for the last 4 or 5 years we've been doing this, but this is more of like a mainstream proof that citizen journalism is taking over the world. And yeah, so pretty neat to see. Pretty freaking neat to see. And even the mainstream media was trying to like take cues from the citizen journalists, and like it is pathetic how the mainstream media tried to treat this. So anyway, onward from that nonsense that hell of a lot of people were distracted with. I'll tell you that much though. You know, we got Sussman's verdict yesterday and then Amber Heard's verdict today. And which one is going to be more in the news, right? Which one's going to be more in the news? So there's that. Exclusive from the Daily Mail here, Hunter Biden. More weird debauchery from Mr. Biden himself. Hunter's search history reveals his obsession with porn and sex fantasies, including 18 years old. I'm sure it went younger than that for Hunter, but that's just what they could admit in the mainstream media, I guess, to keep it at least like PG-13 for readers. Lonely Widow was another fantasy of his. And MILF crack cocaine porn. What the fuck? He uploaded his own amateur videos and texted Pornhub link to phone listed in his contacts as dad. Here you go, corn pop. Let's give it 10% for the big guy here. Shit. Oh, God. Okay, that's enough of that. We know Hunter is just disgusting, and the whole family is, so not much more needs to be said. Let's see here. Facebook. News on Facebook. Facebook chief operating officer, the COO, basically the number two person in Facebook. This is Mark Zuckerberg's right-hand woman here. Sheryl Sandberg is her name. She's stepping down. She's out of there. And in fact, this is huge. This is big, really. She's been at the company for 14 years. And I would probably pin all the election meddling more on this woman than Mark Zuckerberg, honestly. I think she played a bigger factor. Sheryl Sandberg has a lot more ties to Washington, to the DC swamp, than Zuckerberg does. And in fact, right before the election and around the election in 2020, Sheryl Sandberg was going to media outlets like NPR and others and saying that, you know, we're going to do something about the election. We've banned a million accounts a day. I think that's one actual quote from hers. Banning a million accounts a day and things like this. So big booms. Big booms there. Jumping ship. And you wonder what might actually be going on behind the scenes and what caused this, right? You really do wonder. So bad news for Facebook. Very bad news for Facebook. So there's that. Now, Elon Musk, let's get into this pride garbage. So Elon Musk here mocks woke corporations celebrating Pride Month with this meme right here, Rainbow Capitalism. He posted this yesterday morning. June is almost here. And then you've got all the logos from the corporations with pride on it. And then you also have this, that little cue there. Don't know what exactly that's for, but just wanted to point that out. Anyway, Elon Musk, not a fan of the wokeness, which is why the establishment hordes, shills, are going full re at this guy. Re!
Everything woke turns to shit.
That it does. So Elon Musk triggering him, as he should. Good stuff, Musk. Good stuff. Now, into more of the pride. More of the prideness. Check this shit out from Taco Bell. Like, check out the delts on this dude. My God, she's ripped. I can't make this up. This was a Taco Bell drag brunch hour in Chicago.
Today was the first Taco Bell drag brunch in Chicago.
Check it out. Check those butt implants out. 100%. There's so much silicone in those ass cheeks. Oh, good.
What gloss are you wearing?
And that's enough of that. Okay. Alrighty then. And also, we've got our own government, our military even, the Marine Corps here, wasted zero time this morning posting Pride Month. Throughout June, the U.S. Marine Corps takes pride in recognizing and honoring the contributions of our LGBTQ service members. Also, the Air Force, happy Pride Month. Also, the Space Force, I don't have it here, but the Space Force put out a promotion. You had NASA, I saw on NASA's Twitter, like, yeah. This is, these are influence operations at their finest, if you ask me. And it's most definitely making people just sick of it. Just sick of it. And not just aspects of our own woke military, right? Which is probably making the 99% rank and file military members just absolutely sick. Which is a good thing. They're probably looking at their military leadership, at their bureaucracy, just like absolutely disgusted. So, yes, it's gross. It's weird. But on the other hand, it is, you know, from one perspective, it is a good thing how this is going to make people react and then not like it and then see the agendas, right? So always keep that in mind. Nothing is inherently good or bad. It just depends on how you look at it, the perspective, the spin you put on it. So, lovely. You can imagine a lot of Marine Corps folks are kind of disgusted by this. Look at that. You got the rainbow bullets. You got your armor-piercing green tips and your incendiary red tips there, but I ain't never seen a orange tip or a purple tip round of ammo. So there's that. Also, I wanted to make note, June, I didn't know this till today. June is PTSD month. I shit you not. June is PTSD month. I have yet to see a statement made about PTSD by the Marine Corps, the Air Force, or any of these military Twitter accounts. But hot damn, the first thing they posted this morning was Pride. Don't ask, don't tell has now become, you didn't ask, but we're going to tell you anyway. Shove it in your face. And look, here's the thing. Gay, bi, trans, whatever. You do you. You live your life as you want to be, as you see fit. That's your choice. You have the right to make that choice. Nothing wrong with that. This is my PC statement I got to make here. But it's, you know, important to get right. Nothing wrong the way you want to live your life. But the thing is, don't force it on other people, especially their children. Don't weaponize your sexual preference for political means. That's the problem here. That's the main issue, is the weaponization of sex and gender for political reasons. And then, why are you proud? Let's just ask that question. Pride for what? When I think of pride, I think you should have pride over things you achieve, skills you attain, goals that you make, that you set for yourself and make. Yes, I have pride for myself. I'm growing as a human. I'm getting better. Yes, right? I have never understood pride for random ass shit that's just like, you randomly choose, choice of birth, like, great, you're gay. Is it pride, or is it arrogance and narcissism that is making you be so happy and open about it and run around in the parades and demand that all these corporations change their avatars to rainbows? Aren't there some, like, scriptures and spiritual gurus out there that have warned us about pride throughout our history over the last few thousand years? Not just Bible verses, but many, many spiritual sages and wise men have warned us about that virtue called pride. So, there's that. Moving on. Oh, yeah, one last thing. How about this? Every company, I swear to God, every company. This is every man Jack. This is a natural body care company that a lot of dudes use. Pride Essentials Set. Shit you not. Company name is called Every Man Jack. They might need to change their company name. That might offend somebody. That might offend the alphabet people. They should probably change it to Every Trans Jack. Jane. Jack Jane. Ah! That's like I said earlier. Go through your cabinets. You research the companies you buy from. Seriously, not a joke. Whatever it is, food, body care products, house cleaning products, clothes, right? One of the main problems we're stuck in this mess we're in is because we purchase from shitty corporations that use slave labor in making their products, that outsource their products, they buy from China or elsewhere in the world. They use terrible ingredients, genetically modified garbage, destroy the environment, toxic stuff, whatever it is, right? Not a joke. Oh, it's going to cost you 10 extra cents to buy the locally made non-woke corporation product over the Walmart brand, Costco, whatever the hell, woke corporation product, right? Big deal. Vote with your dollars, folks. Not a joke. That's how we change things. Don't feed the system you're trying to take down and you're complaining about, right? How many people hate what's going on, but they're too blinded. They don't have the self-awareness to see their own actions and how they're actually feeding the system. They're letting their Hulu subscription ride and don't realize they're paying $20 a month to freaking Hulu, and Hulu's brainwashing their kids. They don't even make any effort to see what their kids are learning in school and make sure that their teachers aren't brainwashing them, right? So, anyways. Here's my TED Talk. My rant. Speaking of corporation ruining the world, TED Talk. Anyway. Biden saying he's, going to give Ukraine rockets now. Am I crazy? I thought I was just talking 2 days ago about how Biden was not going to send Ukraine rockets. And now, Joe Biden says the U.S. is going to provide advanced rocket systems towards Ukraine. Joe Biden actually wrote this in a Tuesday op-ed for the New York Times, meaning Joe Biden's speechwriters wrote this in a Tuesday op-ed for the New York Times, because Joe Biden can probably barely even write the alphabet from A to Z, let alone an op-ed for the New York Times. But you guys, let me know in the comments. Am I Mandela affecting? I swear just 2 days ago, I thought he was not going to send rockets. And then Lindsey Graham was bitching about it, the war hawk rhino that he is. And now Biden's sending them rockets. I hope I'm not going crazy, but all the Pride Month Juneteenth shit in June might just make me go nuts. It might. Onward. We've got the Department of Just Us. The Just Us Department on Tuesday asking a federal appeals court to overturn U.S. District Court judge's April order that declared the government mandate requiring masks on airplanes, buses, and transit hubs unlawful. The Department of Justice wants to still force that shit on your face. No other way to put it. So, yeah, we'll see how far they get. Uvalde. So a couple of things about Uvalde. Number one, Uvalde police and school district no longer cooperating with Texas probe of shooting. Kind of weird, right? It's almost as if something fishy was going on there. And they don't want people figuring things out and asking questions. Also, the Uvalde Police Chief Pete Arredondo. Kind of looks like a transgender himself, doesn't he? I don't know. The man who hasn't been seen publicly since the day of the massacre where he ordered officers to stand down has been sworn in as a city council member behind closed doors, the mayor of Uvalde said. So it sounds like somebody needs to get interrogated here. And if it's anybody, it's this dude. Person. They people. Wonder what the payoff was. What do you think it was? It wasn't just a city council seat. Probably blackmail or $50,000 or something like that. Next. Another shooting. This one in Louisiana yesterday at a high school graduation. 3 shot. Elderly woman dead. Several weapons recovered. Suspects. Multiple? I haven't heard much else about this one, to be honest. It's like all these frickin' sleeper cells around the frickin' country are getting activated right now, and they're taking every patsy, every targeted individual that they have on their, you know, who do we have mind control roles, their list, and just activating all of them. It's crazy. It's crazy. But there's that. And then, like I said at the beginning of this show, there was the shooting in the Walmart in Pennsylvania that's ongoing, like, right now. And, you know, mainstream media looking for the race of the shooter, looking for the weapons that were used, and seeing if they can run some narratives with it. All right. What else do we got? Speaking of guns, Canadian dick. Tater. The Canadian dick. Tater. Justin Trudeau issues most aggressive ban on handgun sales and assault weapons in a long, long time, if not the country's history. So he's conducting a nationwide freeze on handgun ownership, and he's going to ban assault-style firearms, which, calling something an assault rifle is incredibly vague. It's very ambiguous. Which, ironically, shouldn't ambiguous have more than one meaning to that word? I've never understood the word ambiguous. All right. Assault-style firearm. Honestly, it could mean anything. Airsoft, paintball guns. You could commit assaults with those, right? Assault rifle means just about nothing. And in fact, there are some weapons that look like rifles, but technically they're considered pistols because of how they're made, how they're constructed. So, yeah, anyway, national freeze on handguns too. That's getting crazy. Good luck, Canada. Good luck. And good luck to America too. Good luck to this whole freaking planet. We need it right now. So, baby Castro there is cracking down. And still on topic of gun control, we had the New Zealand Prime Minister. I told you guys about this earlier in the week. The New Zealand Prime Minister is in the U.S. right now doing her rounds. She was actually in Washington State a couple days ago, like touring Amazon headquarters and all this stuff. Like, ugh, gross. Get her out of here. She's now in Washington, D.C. She met with Joe Biden at the White House today. They were talking about online radicalization. And also, Biden asks New Zealand's Prime Minister for advice on extremist gun violence. So, that's a freaking joke. And it's a hell of a coincidence, seeing as all the similarities between the Christchurch shooting of 2018 in New Zealand, Christchurch, New Zealand, and the Buffalo shooting a couple of weeks ago. I detailed all of those in a Substack article and in a video I did, if you want to go check those out. So it's very intriguing that it's, of all people, the New Zealand Prime Minister meeting with Biden, seeing as how many similarities there were between the Christchurch shooting and the Buffalo shooting. So there's that. And also meetings at the White House. We have a K-pop band. If you would have told me that BTS is going to be at the White House on Wednesday, I would have said, what does that stand for? Behind the scenes? What's BTS? I guess it's a giant Korean pop band. And they are at the White House today. I don't know what to say about that, so I'm not gonna. Next, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen admits she was wrong about inflation. She was first saying, like many of these economic clowns, inflation's just a small risk. It's transitory. It's not going to be a problem. She said these things on CNN last year in 2021. Oh, inflation's just a small risk. Not a big deal. Transitory. Speaking of transitory inflation. Oh, she was wrong. Clearly, obviously. Friggin' clown. What is that on her head? It's like a bowl cut for women there. Huh. Yeah. Another clown, Dr. Fauci, says it's entirely conceivable that Americans will need yearly COVID booster shots. How much was he paid to say this? $5 million? He got $10 million from the monkeypox. His NIH got $10 million. Yeah, what a clown, man. What a frick. This world. This world.
Why are you gay?
I just had to press that button. What else do we got? Prince Andrew's on deck next. So there is a song in the UK right now. It's actually, you cheeky, you bloody cheeky bastards there in the UK. You're a crazy lot, I tell you. So there's a song called Prince Andrew is a Sweaty Nonce. And it's rising up the British singles charts right now. They actually, the frickin' Lad Bible, look at this. They censored the word nonce. Come to find out, that word is slang said in the UK that means pedophile. N-O-N-C-E, literally means pedophile. Slang for that in the UK. And here's a YouTube link to the song. Prince Andrew is a Sweaty Nonce. I'm just going to play it. I'm going to play it. God, and look at the band name. He said he didn't sweat. So why'd he pay 12 billion quid to a girl he never met? Cause he's a sweaty nonce. He's a sweaty nonce. You know he's true to Prince Andrew. He's a sweaty nonce. He's a sweaty nonce. He's a sweaty nonce. You know he's true to Prince Andrew. He's a sweaty nonce. That's good. That's a good pub chant right there, eh? If I ever come to London, if I ever go to the UK, first thing I'm going to do is go find Charles Ward and put a turd in a paper bag and light it on fire on his doorstep. And then I'm going to go to a pub and all y'all are going to come and sing this song with me. Okay. I just have a couple of things left. Oh, I'm definitely going to put a turd on Simon Park's doorstep too. Climate change is coming. Well, climate change propaganda isn't coming. Oh yeah, that's right. Charles Ward's in Spain. That's right. He lives in Marbella, Spain, with all of his expat convict friends running from the law. So it's summertime. It's heating up. So that means the propaganda's coming. And just over the last 24 hours, Guardian, CNN, Mother Jones, Fortune, USA Today, New York Times. Look at all this crap here. BBC. I can't stand the climate change trash because it's so obvious. It is so obvious that the biggest factor in climate change is the giant ball of plasma that our Earth rotates around, that's in our sky every single day. Solar factors are the biggest frickin' cause of climate change. And in fact, there's galactic factors as well, but that's conversation for another time. Solar and cosmic factors are the biggest causes of climate change. Not us, we humans. Not us little humans, but guess what? They need you to think it's your fault so they can sell you on carbon taxes and sell you on a carbon tracking system, social credit score, right? That's what they're going to start pushing. So don't stand for it. Don't stand for it. We've got new UFO videos being released by the media. This is a black and white video, of course, that's very blurry, of course, taken by an Apache helicopter in 2018, apparently, and it was released by a media outlet called The Debrief. Now, the thing about The Debrief is that this is an offshoot of Vice, actually. So, it's basically like a Vice news shell media organization, The Debrief. It was founded by an ex-Vice writer and a couple of others. So, it's very, like, they focus primarily on military news and UFO news and whatnot, but the people behind it are very left-wing and very dumb, to be honest, in regards to, like, the bigger picture of everything going on. So you got to be careful, right? You gotta look deeper into your news outlets and all that. But anyway, yeah, more of this probably coming in the next few months. They've got their shootings. They've got their UFOs. Queen Elizabeth probably going to die soon. They'll distract us in the media with that for a couple of weeks. Maybe they'll off the Pope. Distractions galore. So your attention is a very, very valuable thing to the elites. Your attention, right? The average American, the average, I guess, person in Western culture works for 8 hours a day. They work their job. And then they get home, they might go to the gym, they got to cook dinner, they got to do some laundry, and then they'll veg out for 2 or 3 hours. They'll have a few extra hours on the weekends, and then when they veg out, they need you to veg out in something that does not educate you, that does not give you resourceful knowledge. So they want you watching TV, they want you just like playing video games and going to the bar, watching sports, the bread and circus, right? So, and if you do look at the media, if you do, in the off chance, have an interest into what's going on in the world, they have to flood the media with a bunch of dumb shit, so you just get distracted by that, and you don't look at the more important stuff. Duppy in the comments said, tired of the UFO stuff. I'm tired of the mainstream media garbage, and also all of the, like, secret space program, super soldier conspiracy bullshit out there. But I'm not tired of the topic. I'll never be tired of the topic, man. It is freaking important, just as important as all kinds of other things going on. And it all connects in some way, shape, or form, right? Because the same deep state cult cabal that rigs elections and does all these false flags and launched COVID upon the world, they're the same ones that have been hiding some existential truths from us for a few centuries, and you know, has their black projects they funnel money into and develop the secret technologies. So it all connects. Two more things. Number one, here comes the transhumanist agenda. The Guardian here. Tamagotchi kids. Could the future of parenthood be having virtual children in the metaverse? According to an expert on artificial intelligence. Ooh, the experts. Ooh. Would-be parents will soon be able to opt for cheap and cuddleable digital offspring. What in the flying heck? God, this world, bro. This world. And then lastly, in Wales, which if you're not caught up to speed on your geography, Wales is a nation in the United Kingdom, close to England over there. In Wales, there is a program being conducted in some of their schools now. They're going to experiment with meals for children that involve insects, edible insects. Yeah. Honestly, knowing how to eat insects is a useful survival tool. I'm all for eating insects if, like, the world's going to shit, and I don't know, a bunch of volcanoes are going off, earthquakes are everywhere, big solar micronova just destroyed the grid, and now we all gotta live off-grid. Sure, yeah, it's actually helpful skill to be able to know what insects to eat and how to eat them and all that, but in school programs? So anyway. That's it. That's all. Actually, two more things. Then we'll get to some Q&A to finish up here for about 15 minutes. Shout out to One Source Solutions. Quick plug here for a friend of mine's company. They are a payment processing company that helps your businesses. So if you have a business or you're looking to start a business and you need payment processing run, if you need credit cards run for your business, look into One Source Solutions. That's trustonesource.com. I will put the link to their website down below. They can help you. They'll help you get your business set up with credit cards. They can even, if you really need, they can help you set up with like an app and an email list for your business and other things as well. But very cheap fees. And the main thing is they'll never, ever cancel you. They will not cancel your business for political reasons, for things you say, for what you do, and that is huge right now. So you can trust that you know, you won't have to worry about your business getting cut off for not putting rainbow pride flags on your Twitter account. So go check out Trust One Source, and then if you want to donate directly to the work I do, there's some ways you can do that. Locals is one of those. I've been posting a lot more on Locals lately. I even upload some exclusive videos every few days on Locals too. So Locals is my main platform. You can also check out Subscribestar if you're on Subscribestar too. I have a Subscribestar account. Buy me a coffee if you want to send a one-time tip, a one-time donation. You can buy me a coffee, or as I like to call it, buy me a gallon these days. Because if you buy me 1 gallon, that's actually worth more than one coffee in this world. I've got some crypto wallet addresses too right here. So you can click that. It'll take you to some crypto wallet addresses if you want to send some Bitcoin or ETH over, something like that. And then there's just a straight up card donation box on there too. So all of that, jordansather.com. You can find the donation tab right up there. And give it a shot. So thank you guys. Let's see. I think I might have some, let me see if I have some rants or gold pills or anything to go through. Thank you, Greenbeard, for the 200 gold pills. I think 100 gold pills is worth $1, so that's $2, which, thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Any Rumble rants? Don't see any. And then, thank you, Kitty Patriot on DLive, donating some lemons and cue balls and DAL76. All right, those are all the shout-outs. Now we'll get to some comments. Hope you're thriving. I just can't afford it. No income. No problem, my friend. Just thank you for being here. Give this video a thumbs up. That's all I ask. I do like occasional content on Locals behind a paywall and on jordansather.tv behind the paywall, but it's like 2% of the work I do. 95%+ will always be free. I'll always do these live streams free. So don't worry about it. I just thank you that you're here. Willie will eat bark and leaves before insects. If you were truly hungry, no, you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't. I mean, honestly, insects are full of nutrition, to be honest. They are very nutritious for you. But in my eyes, that is a, all options exhausted sort of a last resort thing. But I'll be running over to that anthill. Find me those mealworms. If like things were going to shit in the world and apocalypse, oh yeah, I'd eat some insects. Come on. And you would too. You know damn well you would. Much appreciated, Frank. Got to hold on. Let me move the chat there. There we go. Thank you, Frank. Thank you, Doc Hoffman. I'm excited, guys. I'm gonna go see Top Gun. I haven't been to the movie theater in years. But oh yeah, I'm gonna go see Top Gun. Big ass screens. I'm excited. That was a dream of mine when I was younger, was to be a pilot. And I actually wanted to join the Air Force when I was in high school, but my eyes, I'm legally blind without corrective contacts or glasses on. So, and I think back then they didn't allow LASIK. Even if you got LASIK and had perfect vision, they still wouldn't let you fly. But yep. But The dream. My dream is to get flown around in one of those TR-3Bs. Or pilot them or something like that. Pilot one of those flying saucers with my mind. And I do want to see Top Gun because apparently they have this scene where they have an exotic craft. And I'm curious how they portray that. So I'm curious if there's any like disclosure in plain sight with that movie. I'll let you know. I'll let you know what it's like. Soylent Green. Yeah, I might actually go for a pilot's license one day though. So I think it would be really fun to do get a bush plane. That's what they call them, right? Bush planes, I think. The little Cessnas where they have big huge wheels and you can go fly out into the backcountry and find any backcountry. I mean, you can land anywhere you have a flat surface. Land on the grass or on gravel or something like that. So I would love to do some backcountry flying with a bush plane. It'd be fun. But who knows? I think those planes run like on the low end, $50,000. So it's kind of a pipe dream. It's a pipe dream with this economy. Tiny Tom Cruise? Dude, I would tower over Tom Cruise. Isn't he like 5'5"? What a wackadoodle he turned out to be. Yes, I did see Kash Patel's comments on his True Social today. He had one very interesting one where somebody tagged him and just said they're nervous, they think everything's lost, they're scared. And then Kash Patel basically said, we're going to take the country back. And take it all the way back and make it better than it ever was. So Kash Patel still seems very confident, which should instill confidence in us. And I don't think that's hopium. I don't think it's hopium. I think it's being realistic. Hopium is when you're thinking of like, oh, Nazara's coming and Biden's actually in Gitmo and the person playing Biden's a clone and oh, White Hats are in complete control and there's no that's hopium. That's hopium. But I don't think it's hopium to say, hey, Durham's probably still got a lot more coming and this Sussman not guilty verdict is not that big of a deal. Is that hopium? I don't think so. And I don't think it's even moving the goalposts because who said goalposts were there in the first place? It's like the naysayers that say, oh, you're moving the goalposts. They're the ones that put the goalposts there. And then they say, oh, it fell through and you're moving the goalposts. No, I didn't. Don't you try to rope me in with that bullshit. More fun if you equip bush planes with 50 cals. That doesn't sound legal. Yeah, I could totally see that, right? Got your Barrett hanging out the window. Things so heavy that the little Cessna's tipping. And you're starting to go in circles. Oh, man. It's taking hog hunting to the next level. Frank Staint asked me a question. Thoughts on the Greg Phillips comments from yesterday is the question here from our friend Frank Staint. Which ones? Which ones specifically? You can either copy and paste in the comments or maybe drop a link or just give me a little bit of an idea of what you're referring to. And I'll be more than happy to give you my thoughts, if I have thoughts on them. You believe that trial result opened a lot of doors for further investigations, indictments, and trials. Exactly. Exactly. That's why I think Durham's not worried at all. He had a little smirk when he went to the courtroom. He put out that statement yesterday after the verdict that didn't sound too worried. Again, just laying down facts on record, under oath, getting the testimonies, getting all that we learned through Michael Sussman's trial. That's going to lay a big foundation for bigger cases in the future. And here's the thing. If Michael Sussman was found guilty, great point I saw going around today, what would the Clinton campaign have done? They would have said, oh, how were we supposed to know he was lying to us? Oh, we didn't know. Plausible deniability. So, in fact, if Michael Sussman was found guilty, that might not have been good, actually. Might not have been good. And technically, if Michael Sussman was found not guilty of lying to the FBI, then what does that mean? It means the FBI knew about it. Because Michael Sussman wasn't lying. See what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I'm looking for your comments, Frank. Looking for your comments. Okay. Greg Phillips said that within 6 weeks, he'll drop something 10 times bigger than mules at the O is the Arizona presentation. He made those comments. He also made those comments during Patel Patriots podcast that they did together last weekend too. So he's reiterating that point. And we'll see. I'm excited. T-minus 6 weeks. I don't take Greg Phillips to be much of a LARPer. So, or a hopium peddler. He seems like to be the guy where if he doesn't have anything to say, he's not going to say anything. And if he knows he has something to say, he's going to say something. I have seen some responses to that. People saying, oh, Greg Phillips, why would he let that publicly known? Why would you tell the enemy your plans? Blah, blah, blah. I think Greg Phillips even made a tweet about that and said, I know what I'm doing. So he probably knows very well that by putting that public, it's nothing to be concerned about. He's not tipping off the enemy to any plans. Or maybe he's purposely putting that out to influence the enemy and, you know, some sort of counter-intel reason. But, no, I don't take Greg Phillips to be a bullshitter. Seems like a straight shooter. So I'm excited. I would like to get Greg Phillips on an interview, but that might not happen, which is okay. Elon seems Illuminati gone rogue. Thoughts, Jordan? Honestly, I don't think Elon was ever in the Illuminati. I think maybe at one point he was a puppet. He was an Illuminati puppet, but I don't think he was one of them. But at this point, I would agree with that sentiment. Yes, Elon Musk no longer has those puppet strings on him and cut those, and now he's doing his own thing and clearly pissing them off. So it's good stuff. No one knows about 2,000 mules. MSM will not let it out. A lot of people know about 2,000 mules, and I think you're giving the mainstream media far too much credit. We as a collective alternative media movement have far more power than the mainstream media. So, no. I disagree with that. Do I wear giant glasses like Elvis wore? No, I don't wear giant glasses. All right, friends, any last questions, comments, concerns, complaints? Drop them. Fox won't talk about voter fraud. Of course not. And I don't expect them to. Active shooter in Tulsa. Another one? Another? Give me some details about that. Is that happening right now? We know, but we are a tiny percentage. I think we as a collective are a little bit bigger than you give us credit for. I mean, friggin' X22 gets 300,000 views every single video, and that's just X22. You know, if you take a dozen of us with our channels, we can easily reach 1 million people, which is like better than CNN. It's even Fox News numbers. And you got to take, you know, just a dozen or two of us keyboard warriors, armchair analysts here, sitting in our spare rooms or basements, live streaming on the internet. Yeah, and you know, if you take all of us together, all of us in the alternative media, we'd destroy them. Breaking, Tulsa, Oklahoma, police responding to active shooter situation at a medical center. Emergency response underway after reports of a shooting at St. Francis Hospital. Of course! And then we had a Walmart shooting earlier today and a high school graduation shooting yesterday. Like, seriously, all assets being deployed right now. Could these shootings be the result of an actual, like, not deep state operation? Yeah, sure. But, you know? Oh, God. Los Angeles, North Hollywood, confirmed report of a shooting at a high school there. God, nuts. It's crazy what's going on right now, isn't it? I mean, here's the thing. When I was in high school, I didn't go to the best high school. It was a little ghetto. When I was in my junior year, there was this operation done by the local police department where they brought German Shepherds through the school, and they swept it, and I think they called it Operation Pharmacy or something like that, and they arrested like 15 kids. They found weed, cocaine, drugs. They found a couple handguns too in kids' lockers in my school. And so I mean, there were it happens. There are isolated incidents that aren't any crazy conspiratorial thing, right? But there definitely are conspiratorial false flags that happen with shootings too. So let's not be naive, but let's not be thinking every single little thing under the sun is a big grand conspiracy. They're trying to scare us into not leaving our houses. All assets deployed. That'll be their excuses to lock us down, right? They'll lock us down for November. Saying you can't go out of your house because shootings. So mail-in ballots. Jokes, but... Yeah, it's the consistency of these mass shootings. It's the... timing. It's the how the media goes off with. I mean, you know, you have your list of check marks to see if something's questionable or not, right? You just go down. Okay. Media's running with this narrative, all kinds of questionable details around it. There isn't much left under the sun that they aren't directly behind. I mean, yeah, on one hand. I'm just trying to be reasonable, and it's not like every single little thing is deep state, but... Man, just another voice. With all due respect, you should probably change your screen name to just another doomer. You blame Trump for putting Sessions as Attorney General? I don't. I think Sessions was a patriot. Did what he had to do. Oh, man. Yeah, shills are out in full force today. So anyway, guys, I'm going to end it here. Appreciate you for chilling, for hanging. I'll be back on Friday. Flannel Fridays. Get your flannel on. We'll hang out 3 p.m. Pacific. Same time, same place. And we will see what happens by then. You guys have a fantastic evening. Be pissed off at me in the comments if you want. I appreciate it. And I appreciate you guys that aren't pissed off and are doing God's work and are continuing your fighting. So, happy Pride Month, everybody! Yay!